Okay. Again, this is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board, March 2nd, 2017. Mr. Secretary, would you take roll, please?
Sure. Okay. Grace Allen?
I'm here.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Okay. David Beaton? David Beaton? Jim Brown?
Here.
Okay. Bill Cantisi?
Here.
Okay. Adriana Casanare? Adriana? Bill Clojure?
Here.
Catherine Davis?
Present.
Benito Diaz?
Present.
Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Okay. Ken Lofer?
Here.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Present.
Okay. Serene Walvitz?
Present.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
Present.
Okay. Nancy Soden? Nancy?
Here.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay. Aki is here. Temba Chibanda? Did somebody give Temba a call-in number? Because I think there was an email from him saying... Could somebody just forward the calling number to Temba? Okay, Andrea Turner?
Present.
Okay. Mesquita Washington?
Here.
Okay, gonna go back. Is David Beaton here? Okay. Adriana Casanare?
Present.
Present. Okay. So, right now I have 20.
This is duly elected Sharon Brown. I did not hear my name called on the roll.
I think that it's going to be something to be decided on.
So if it's going to be decided on, why is my name not on the roll?
Ms. Brown.
It has not been decided as of this point.
Ms. Brown, this is the chair.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
I'm not a member of this board. My name is Jonathan. I'm the chair. You are not a member of this board. If you have a problem, you should take that up with the delegates of your local station board, please.
It's my understanding that that's on the agenda for tonight to be decided. Item 4.
No, and again, you're not a member of this board, so you cannot be on this call. You may listen on the stream. Okay, please disconnect from the call, and I'll call this meeting to order. Next, you need to identify timekeepers.
This is point of information, Benito.
It's CO1 Gaza, and I did not hear my name called.
Mr. Secretary, please mark Ms. Wangaza as here. Let's see. There was a... Okay, now let's move along.
Benito Diaz, point of information.
What is your question, Mr. Diaz?
I would like to understand why Ames of Sharon and Thea were not included in the roll call. They are the proper...
Ms. Wangaza is not a member of this board. She is was replaced at a past meeting by Dave Beaton. Continue, Mr. Beaton.
Excuse me, I was speaking. You're interrupting me, Mr. Chair.
Continue.
Thank you. As I was starting to ask you, can you please explain why the names of Afia and Sharon were not included in the roll call, since they are the properly elected directors, and why were the names of Mr. Beacon, and I'm sorry if I don't have the name completely right, and Mansour is the same thing, but I don't have your name completely right, but why were those two names called as directors when there were no vacancies to be filled, and therefore they were not elected? And so how do they get on this roll call? Please explain, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your question. That matter will be discussed in the meeting once the meeting begins. Right now, I'm going to identify timekeepers. Do I have volunteers
for
timekeepers?
Mr. Chair.
No, sir. Mr. Diaz, you have spoken. You no longer have the floor. I don't have to answer your question now. This matter will be taken up after I identify timekeepers.
Nancy, I'll volunteer to find people.
Thank you,
Nancy. He doesn't have to hear
Norton. As timekeeper, do I have... Okay, she's going to time the people. Who do I have to time the items?
This is Jim Brown, point of information.
What is your question, Mr. Brown?
I would still like to know what procedure was used to remove Ethel Wangaza and Sharon Brown from our list.
We're going to select timekeepers before we go into debate on any topic. Thank you for your question. I need a timekeeper for the items. Do I have a volunteer?
This is Nancy. Do you have me down for the people?
Yeah, I have you down for the people, and then we need someone to time the items.
I can do the items, Mansour.
Who is that? Mansour? Okay, Mansour will be timekeeper for the items. Thank you very much. Are there any excused absences?
Jonathan, I have a point of order.
Yes, if you could speak up a little bit. Ms. Roberts, what is your point of order?
Okay. So I wish to bring to the board's attention that the presence of Mansour Sabah and the inclusion in the roll call of David Beaton are both in violation of the Pacifica bylaws and its process for adding and removing directors to the national board. So I would like to have that recorded. I also have a point of information.
Okay, I'm not certain that was a point of order because I don't believe there's a rule being broken. Do you have, and as I stated earlier, to the other points of information, that will be discussed later on in the meeting. What is your point of information, Ms. Roberts?
Okay, I don't think you've responded to what I said, but that's fine. I don't know.
Please mute your phones if you're not speaking. Ms. Roberts, do you have a question?
Okay, so I heard, sorry?
Okay, what is your question?
I heard, I don't know if it's Bill Aki, announced that this was a, quote, special meeting, and the first Thursday of the month is the board's regular meeting, so I'm wondering what makes this a special meeting.
Good question.
That is
okay, now we're going to move on to approving the agenda.
What was the answer to my question?
That was a very good question. According to my agenda here, it's a special meeting. Mr. Secretary, would you like to address that question?
Well, it was called by three people, and so it's a special meeting of the people who called the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Jonathan, that doesn't make sense.
the board's regular
meetings. That's the answer that we have to give. I'm sorry if you're not satisfied with that. That is
no,
the answer from the secretary.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't call a meeting that the board was going to have anyway, have three people add their names to it and somehow convert it to a special meeting.
Well, I don't see how that really affects proceedings, but perhaps we can discuss that later on in the meeting after item 2 on the agenda, which would be approving the agenda. Are there any objections to approving this agenda?
Benito.
Radio, Temba Shabanda is on the call. Just want to let everyone know that.
Okay, Temba, I got you down.
Thank you.
Do you have Dave Beaton on the call?
Is this David?
Yeah, David's on the call.
Okay, I got you down. Thank you.
Okay, and there was an objection to the agenda approval. What is your objection, Mr. Diaz?
I don't understand how we can approve an agenda of a meeting which is improperly constituted. So I think we have to resolve that issue first in order to decide who can vote on the agenda.
No, we're going to move on with the agenda because
we won't get on with this meeting.
We would end up in a situation like we had last week.
And I would appreciate it.
Mr. Diaz, your objection has been noted.
So what's going to happen? What does that mean, noted? What's going to happen with my objection?
Mr. Chair, Nancy Sorden.
Your objection, Mr. Diaz, is not well taken. If it comes to that, we will simply have to vote on the approval of the agenda. Nancy Sorden, I'm sorry, did you say that?
What does that mean, not well taken?
It speaks for itself. It means that
it is not well enough, Mr. Chair. Maybe my English ain't good enough.
Mr. Diaz.
Well, could you please explain for those people like me that are culturally deprived?
If your objection was well taken, I would have agreed with you and proceeded in the manner that you suggested. That's not occurring at this point in time. Your objection is not well taken. I think that speaks for itself. I believe that you probably have a copy of Robert's Rules there with you. Nancy Sorden, I'm sorry, you wanted to be recognized?
Yes, thank you. I have a point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order?
This is a special meeting, but it doesn't have a purpose. In a special meeting, you can have a purpose, listed when it's announced. There's no purpose for this special meeting that was listed or announced when it was supposed to have been announced.
Mr. Secretary?
Well, I'll read the agenda that we're going to vote on the point of order from the previous meeting, and then we're going into a closed session where we need to take up issues that were from the previous special meeting that were not accomplished, so that we need to have a special meeting in order to accomplish items that were not covered in the previous announced special meeting. So that is the reason why we're continuing the special meeting, because we didn't finish it last time.
Thank you. Nancy, again. The purpose of the meeting was supposed to be mentioned. It was supposed to be described when the meeting was announced, and that was not done.
Secretary of Oversight.
Timber.
The purpose of the special meeting was announced in the last meeting, right towards the end of the last meeting, if I'm not mistaken. Timba wanted to be recognized.
No, I mean, you said clarification. I think, didn't we say that we would take up what we had at the last meeting. At the next meeting, it didn't say, you know, that's a continuation issue that has to be done, like, in a regular meeting. The purpose has to be on the notice. The purpose of a special meeting has to be on the notice.
Looking for the notice. Timba Shabanda, I believe you had a question.
Yes, I do have a question. I just want to first appreciate the chair and mostly appreciate the listeners who put me into this position and entrusted me with sustenance that is so important to everyone else, to our listeners. My question is, what is the purpose of rules and regulations, policies, and things like that if we as a board do not struggle to enforce them and make sure, you know, what is the purpose of that? I'm kind of new to the board, and I've never really been in a situation where, you know, we represent the people and we're trying to, you know, I don't want to be part of something that is finagling and dishonest, and it's always trying to undermine the policies that's been put in place to protect the people, not to protect the board members, not for the interest of the board members, but for the interest of the listeners. So, I mean, I just really want to know, what is the, you know, we always quoting and going back to Robert's Rules and Orders in our bylaws and have to fight so and struggle so hard. So what is the purpose of that if the chair is not going to enforce the rules and regulations?
The chair, thank you. I believe I understand your question. The chair is following rules and regulations. We are following Robert's rules. At this time, I would like to introduce the parliamentarian that we will have assisting us on this meeting.
Roberts, with a point of order.
Just a moment, Ms. Roberts, and I will recognize your point of order. As I was saying, we have a parliamentarian on this meeting to help us, and his name is Tim Goldsworthy. Mr. Goldsworthy, will you introduce yourself?
Is anybody here?
Can you hear me? Is my voice audible? Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. My name is Kim Goldsworthy. I'm a certified parliamentarian with over 20 years' experience.
Are you professional certified? Professional
please,
certified?
No questions. I have the floor, please.
I'm just asking a question.
My name is Kim Goldsworthy. I'm the parliamentarian for the evening. I'm a certified parliamentarian. I have over 20 years' experience, and this is my first meeting sitting in, so I do not know the people, I do not know your names, I don't know your traditions, but what I do know is Robert's Rules of Order. So I am here as an aide to the chair and to the assembly in general on questions of procedure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Point of information.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair, time is up.
Point of information.
I hear both of you. First of all, please wait to be recognized. You cannot speak until you are recognized. No one has the floor until they are recognized by the chair.
Point of information, please.
What is your question?
Chairman, this is quite a personal.
First of all, we are one person will speak at a time. These are the rules. One person will speak at a time. We will not speak while other people are speaking, and you may only speak when you are recognized by the chair. Right now, the person with the point of information, if you would please state your name so we may become familiar with you, and I will recognize you.
No problem.
You
my name is Maski La, and I know that, well, I'm asking
thank you.
Whether or not the parliamentarian that you have selected, another white male, is a professional registered or certified parliamentarian. Registered.
The answer to your question.
Professional.
The answer to your question is yes. He stated his credentials.
Is he speaking or you? I'm asking him.
This is Mark. Point of order.
First of all, no, I will answer the question. He is a certified parliamentarian, as he just stated.
So he's not a professional certified parliamentarian. There's a difference, and he knows it.
This is William Campisi.
He is a professional registered parliamentarian. Ah, Mr. Campisi, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, timekeeper wants to say...
I'm sorry. We are at time for this.
I had a point
the only
of mention.
Jonathan, I raised a point of order, and you told me to wait till you didn't...
Oh, this is horrible.
Right. First of all, we are at time for this right now, and so we can't continue this. And this is... We are on agenda approval. We cannot continue this unless we extend for time. And so right now, unless I'm mistaken, Mr. Diaz had a challenge to approving the agenda. That was not well taken by the floor. If there's a challenge, if he wishes to challenge the ruling, he may do so, and the body will make a final ruling at this time.
I have a challenge. I challenge the ruling of the Chair Benito, but I also have a point of information for the parliamentarian.
What is your question, Mr. Diaz?
It is a point of, or request for information from the parliamentarian.
I understand that.
My question,
and now I'm asking you to state your question.
Right. My question to the parliamentarian is, if there is about the status of certain individuals who have been identified as directors and included in the roll call, and the chair himself has stated that we will discuss the status of those individuals at some point in the agenda, I would like to understand, how can we proceed with even approving the agenda when the status of at least of two individuals is in question, and we are going to rule on it later on in the meeting?
Hey, this is Aki Tanaka. Can I be on the sack?
My question is to the parliamentarian.
Please answer, Mr. Goworthy.
Oh, am I unmuted right now?
Mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Very good. Well, that's a generic question. Whenever a question pops up of what to do about the agenda is amended at the top of the meeting and typically approved.
No, excuse me, Mr. Parliamentarian. I'm not asking about the agenda. I'm asking, how can we approve an agenda when 22 people are going to vote on that agenda, and the status of two people who were included in the roll call is in question, and the status of two people who were not included in the agenda is in question, and finally, the chair himself stated that we are going to rule on the status of at least one of those individuals later on in the agenda. So I'm asking, how can we approve an agenda unless we are clear and have approved who is it that's going to vote on?
Point of information, Aki Tanaka.
Just a minute. Mr. Goldsworthy, answer the question.
All right.
And then your next
I can
question.
Only speak generically. I'm not familiar with Pacifica techniques or traditions or customs. So I'm just must give you a very generic answer. Whenever there's a question about a certain status of a member who may be an actual non-member or non-voting member, the typical proper procedure is to raise a point of order. What is a point of order? A point of order is a calling of attention to a violation of the rules. Once the point of order is raised, the chairman will ask the member to state the point of order. The member will say what kind of rule is involved or what the violation is, etc., whatever it is. And then the chair will make an initial ruling. The chair will say it's well taken or not well taken, meaning well taken that there was indeed a violation of the rule of some kind, and then immediately take some kind of corrective action, typically. Or the chair will say the point of order is not well taken, meaning there was no violation, and the meeting continues. Now, the member or the members still have the option of appealing, which takes the decision out of the chair's hands into the assembly's hands. That's a separate step. But that, I think, answers your question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Goldsworthy. Mr. Tanaka, you had a point of information.
Okay, I have a point of information.
Mr. Tanaka has the floor. I can only hear one person speaking at a time.
This is a point of information to answer Benito's question. Benito brought up the point.
Ms. Roberts, this is your first verbal warning for this meeting. You will speak when you have the floor.
So regarding Benito. What happened was that Benito's question is about two people. One is about, David Beaton. And what happened was at the last meeting, there was a point of order that was challenged by Sitting Roberts. And then there was a vote to sustain the looting of the chair. And the vote to sustain the chair was 11 yes, 7 no, 2 abstention, 2 no voting. So that issue was resolved at the last meeting. The second issue that Benito brought up is in regards to point of order brought up by Diana Casanare. And then that vote to challenge the chair was 10 yes, 10 no, 2 abstention. At that point, the chair was sustained. And then there was a further motion that was made by Grace Allen, and that is the status of point of order at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Tanaka. Ms. Roberts, did you have a point of order?
I asked at the beginning of the meeting about the presence or the designation of Mr. Saba and Mr. Beaton as members of the body, in that the secretary called their names during attendance. They're not properly members of the body. We know that. But even for part of the pretense, if the issue of Sharon Brown is to be discussed and determined at this meeting, how can the person who is said to have replaced her be a part of the voting body? If her
and as I stated to your question earlier, when you asked this...
Jonathan.
Ms. Roberts, this is the same question that you asked before. This question has been asked several times, and I can only give you the same answer to the question. Any matters discussing that occur later in the agenda. Right now, Mr. Diaz has challenged the ruling to the approval of the agenda. So now, and we are out of time for this. So we have no choice but to move to a vote.
Would you please take a roll call vote? I have a question.
Benito, point of order.
Mr. Diaz, what is your point of order?
Since we have not approved an agenda, we don't have time limits on any item. And so, therefore, the chair is incorrect in saying that we are out of time for this point, this item, or that item.
And nevertheless, we are about to vote on that very item. Mr.
If
Tanaka,
that's
will
the
you
case,
please take roll?
Wait a minute.
That doesn't make sense. And the point of personal and privilege, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Diaz, your point is not well taken.
Point of information.
We can only have so many point of orders.
Point a personal privilege, Mr. Greer.
Just a moment, Ms. Castanev. I'm speaking right now. We can only have so many point of orders and so many delays. What we're going to do is move to agenda approval. We'll after that comes minutes approval. And after that is the topic that you all wish to discuss. If you wish to discuss that in a timely fashion, I suggest that we discuss it in the minutes, in just a few minutes. If you don't want to approve the agenda, please vote against it. If you don't want to approve the minutes, please vote against that. However, this is the order of things.
Okay. So
Mr. Secretary, I need you to take
point
a vote.
Point of order, Benito.
No, Ms. Castanev had a point of personal privilege.
Oh, well, fine. I'll wait my turn, but I do have the right to the point of order.
Personal privilege.
Ms. Castanev, you have to...
Mine was ignored.
I'm sorry, whose was ignored?
Robert Mark, I made a point of order a little while ago and was completely ignored.
I apologize, sir. It's really helpful if you say your name when you do that because I can't catch all the voices. I'm sorry.
I did say my name.
I apologize. I'm trying to keep track as well as I can. It becomes difficult when people are speaking over you. I apologize. Trying to do the best we can here. Mr. Mark, you had a point of order?
Well, it may be too late. You'll have to consult the parliamentarian. But my point of order was about the ugly, extremist, racist comment made by one of our members while addressing our parliamentarian and how somebody should have shut that down immediately.
I agree with you, but I'm trying to direct traffic at the same time.
That's my point of order.
Yeah, however, Mr. Mark, a
point
is
of order.
And I would ask that all members refrain from such comments about one's race or disparaging the intentions of another member. We will treat each other with respect on these meetings. And so I believe that was Mr. Shabanda who said that, or Mr. Brown, I don't know. But let's refrain from that in the future if we can, please.
Point of order, Chair.
Who is that?
I had asked a point of order.
I'm just trying to keep track. There are several points of order.
Robert,
the last one, no, Ms. Castanev, right now.
Yep.
Point of personal privilege, Shabanda.
But I'll okay, you're on the stack, Mr. Shabanda. But right now, Andreana Castanev, you have the floor.
Point of personal privilege.
To relinquish it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first thing that I want to say that I need to call three times. This is in the play again this time when they don't want to hear us. Some ghosts are hanging some of us on diminishing the volume or doing some of that because I was hung up. Somebody muted me first and then my call was hung up. Is that the way that this will be?
No one is muting calls of members on this meeting. Whatever technical problems that you are perceiving, I apologize for that. I don't believe that muting the calls of members will be necessary at this meeting.
Mr. Chair, when you give the floor, you know that you don't have the floor in the meantime that you give the floor to some of us?
Or that I thought you had finished speaking. Did you not finish speaking?
If you started speaking when I'm speaking, obviously I didn't.
Oh, I apologize. Please finish.
Yes. What I'm saying, that was my first point of personal privileges, because with some of the members speak, suddenly the volume really lowers a lot and it's a bunch of noises. And some of you, in this case you and some of other members, have a very clear voice. We know that we have IT, we have members that have been favor the foundation, and we know that some people have their own businesses on the side of the foundation, but this is not fair, and this shouldn't be like that. Our bylaws and the California Corporation said that we must, all the directors, must have the same access at every time to speak to listen and to be part of the meeting. And I can see how this is going. I want your appearance.
Time.
That you will be specific
Thank
on this
you, Ms.
point.
Jordan. Are you finished, Ms. Kasanev?
Yes, sir.
We are at time for this item, but...
Time for the person.
Just,
I'm timing
just so for people on the stream can understand and so members can understand.
Point of purpose.
Each of us is speaking on a... I have the floor, sir. Each of us is speaking on a telephone. I don't know what brand telephone you have, what type of bandwidth you have. I cannot speak to that, and so perhaps the audio quality is different. There is nothing going on now, and again, please don't cast aspersions on Pacifica IT or the people running this meeting. We are at time for this, according to our timekeeper,
point
and
of order.
Now we will vote on the approving of the agenda.
Point of order.
Roberts would like to move an extension, please.
Mr. Tanaka, please take roll call vote.
Point.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'm trying to move for an extension.
Shabanda, second.
You don't have the right to speak, Director Roberts.
Okay, I'm going to take a vote on the, what are we voting on? The
I'm sorry, Jonathan, can you hear me trying to get an extension? Because you made a comment about Mr. Shabanda. You made a comment about Mr. Shabanda that was untrue, and now I think he should be given time to address it.
And Jim
Brown. I raised the point, and I believe
that whoever it
was
that made the statement should not have made the statement. Oh, well fine.
But you named him.
I don't know who made the statement, but the statement shouldn't be made.
Point of purpose.
Thank you for pointing that out, Ms. Roberts.
If I could be recognized.
No, you should let him speak.
Really, I should be recognized. I mean, this
I would like to recognize you, but Ms. Roberts was speaking over you. Mr. Shabanda,
you have
you can do the right thing.
One person at a time. Mr. Shabanda has the floor.
Thank you. Gee whiz, man. You guys are making me act in like you. It's crazy. I didn't say anything about anybody's race or any disparaging remarks. And then also I have to disunite with you and other gentlemen who thought that was a racially motivated or characterized it as a racial slur or whatever it may be. Understanding the fact of the matter is that I asked for a point of information way before that to ask the question, what is the policy in having a parliamentarian? Do we all, do the whole entire board members have to accept this or, you know, acknowledge this person as the person who is going to be our parliamentarian? Because it's quite obvious that there are different factions that we're dealing with in these CNC meetings. And that there's a faction that wants to continue and save PNB for the people and make sure that happens. And then there's a faction of people who are making sure that they break every rule in the book. And it seems as if the chair is allowing that to happen. And I just need to know what is the procedure and process when it comes to a parliamentarian being accepted onto the PNB meeting.
Point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege. I think I asked first.
Personal privilege.
Mr. Shabanda. Mr. Shabanda, I would like to answer your question. Thank you. The procedure for this meeting was that the chair decided that we needed a parliamentarian to help the Pacifica board meetings move along with a better flow. That's all. We need more structure on our meetings so that we can actually conduct the business of the foundation. The business of the foundation isn't actually points of order and points of information, in my opinion. I believe that the business of the foundation is for us to conduct this agenda so between the meetings we can actually get the work done in pursuit of our mission. And so,
point of
to those ends, and in answer to your question, to those ends, I contacted many parliamentarians until we could find one that would work with us this evening.
Who is we and us?
The officers of this board.
And
myself, the vice chair, and
that's proper procedure. You can make a Unitarian type of decision like that without the whole board having
that has occurred at previous meetings, and that's my prerogative as chair. The responsibility of moving these meetings along, it is proper because the responsibility.
Order? Is it in the Bible? I mean, I'm just asking, where is this written?
Kathy Jordan, the SAC. I think I'm answering that question.
Ron DeGarner has made a request.
I'm sorry.
Information repeatedly.
If I may answer that question,
yes. Ms. Garner.
Sorted.
Yes. Mr. Chair,
I'm sorry. Just a moment, Ms. Garner. I apologize. Just before you speak, there is a lot of background noise. I would ask anyone who does not have the floor to please mute your phones. I'm going to let Ms. Garner speak, and then since we are at time for this item, we will move to the vote. Ms. Garner, will you please speak?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I just simply wanted to ask you the question, how can we move forward to the vote?
Thank you.
When do I get
in answer to your question, Mr. Secretary, start the vote now.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, for about the fourth time. When do I get to say, when do I get to
This is a Mr. point of
Diaz?
Information.
Yes.
Mr. Diaz, you have a point of order. What is your point of order?
As I tried to say earlier, how can we proceed with an agenda or a vote on the agenda when we have not clarified who it is that has the right to speak? And with regard to that, I would question the interpretation of what happened at the end of the last meeting by Mr. Tanaka. No, I don't mean no harm, but...
That's the same point of order that you raised before.
Which you have not responded to.
We're trying to vote on
again,
it.
That's exactly what we're trying to vote on. We wouldn't be voting on this if I hadn't recognized your point of order. I allowed you to speak, and then I ruled that it wasn't well taken by the chair. Therefore... we have to vote on it. That's the rules, Mr. Diaz. Therefore, Mr. Secretary, and we are out of time for this, by the way, and Mr. Secretary, will you now please take the roll call vote?
Also, before
I have a point of information.
I'm sorry. Mr. Tanaka has the floor right now. Everyone else, please mute your phones while Mr. Secretary speaks.
Okay. TND has a standing rule of 30 minutes on the agenda. You can only vote on the agenda by a majority vote, and you can only vote extend the time on the agenda by a majority vote. Otherwise, you vote on the agenda. The time has run out.
I have a question for the parliamentarian. This is Roberts.
We have to stop interrupting each other while we speak.
No one was speaking just now, and I have a question for the parliamentarian.
What is your question? Ms. Roberts, what is your question?
I'm speaking. The question for the parliamentarian is this. If, in fact, the board has a regular meeting on a fixed date, in this case it's the first Thursday of the month, and a notice is placed that does not designate this meeting as a special meeting, because it is not, it is our regular meeting, how then can the chair and secretary distribute an agenda that calls it a special meeting when it is not? And there is no notice on our official calendar that designates this meeting. I'm asking the parliamentarian something. Why are you interrupting?
First of all, Ms. Roberts, you have to address the chair. Mr. Tanaka, Ms. Roberts has the floor, and I will allow the parliamentarian to answer the question.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, I was not privy to earlier meetings, so I do not know specific traditions, customs, way of doing things. If there is a question that seems to be irregular, the solution, the parliamentary solution, is for Pacifica to decide whether it is or is not proper. It's not up to the parliamentarian. A parliamentarian makes no rulings. A parliamentarian does not change the agenda. A parliamentarian is not a sergeant at arms. A parliamentarian is not an enforcer. All a parliamentarian is a piece of insurance, someone you can ask questions of, but ultimately any decisions must be between the chair and the body which is meeting. So if there's a question about whether a given meeting is a special meeting, a regular meeting, the decision is the body that is meeting will have to decide that on their own. The chair can only advise. The chair cannot make rulings or decide things on behalf of any board or any committee or any convention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The parliamentarian. You mean the parliamentarian?
Thank you, Mr. Goldsmith.
Okay, so Jonathan,
right now,
Jonathan,
I have the point of order.
Jonathan,
just
this
a moment.
Is Serene, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So even if I think he meant the parliamentarian just now. He ended up, he was saying the chair cannot do anything. I think he meant the parliamentarian. But at any rate, if this is a regular meeting, you guys are operating on an agenda that you're asking us to approve that says it's a special meeting. That has to be resolved before we can do anything, because a special meeting requires a special subject that is identified. The purpose of the special meeting must be identified on the calendar. And on kpftx.org, there is no special purpose. There is no purpose designated. So there's confusion over what this gathering is. And I think it needs to be cleared up before we're asked to approve an agenda. That doesn't...
Point of clarification?
Just a moment, Mr. Secretary. This point of order and all of the other point of orders on this and the other subject are not well taken, which is why we are about to move to a vote. The only way this meeting can move forward is if we vote on it and move forward. So right now...
I think you're confused.
No,
I
didn't. You weren't recognized, Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, you're not recognized. My earlier ruling was already challenged, and that's what we're dealing with. If you wish to challenge, it's the same ruling. It's already been challenged, Ms. Kazanet. Yes, it has. It's already been challenged. And right now, I rule that we're going to go to a vote. We're going to go to a vote because we're about to vote. Out of order. Mr. Secretary.
Nancy Thornton, request for information.
Without that information.
Okay, we're going to vote on the...
Nancy Thornton, request for information.
Parliamentarian. Question for the parliamentarian.
No, you can address your question to me.
Nancy Thornton, request for information.
What is your question, Ms. Thornton?
Did you just say this was supposed to be a regular meeting?
I did not say that. Is that
could
your
I
question?
Answer?
But that's the issue.
No.
Could I answer?
Well, then it's a special meeting.
The secretary can answer this question.
Okay.
He noticed the meeting.
The fact that it's a special meeting was my mistake. This is a regular meeting. I mean,
okay.
The reason that I put...
Let him finish.
Is that the previous meeting that we had was a special meeting, and we didn't resolve what was on the meeting, so that's why I kept the special. But you're quite correct that if it is a first meeting, that you can make it a regular meeting, so we still need to finish up with the other business that was in the previous meeting. So
you're saying this is a regular... meeting?
I think that, I'll let you resolve that in your, mind as to what should be.
My rulings have clearly been challenged, and so we're going to vote right now.
question we are for the parliamentarian, Chair Benito.
No, right now we are going to we are voting on the challenge. Mr. Diaz, we are now, you're out of order. You don't have the floor. I'm trying to explain what's going on right now. Don't speak over me, sir. I am explaining where we are in the meeting. You don't have the floor. I am explaining where we are in this meeting.
You don't have the floor because you are refusing to recognize anyone at this point. You are bogarting the meeting. And you, as chair, do not have the right to do that.
Rhonda Garner, point of information.
Dan, I have a question.
No one will be recognized until I'm done talking. Like it or not.
What?
I have the floor, and I'm going to speak briefly. And then we're going to move on. As I said, we are about to vote on the challenge to my ruling that Mr. Diaz made. We are going to vote for that. The points of order were not well taken, not one point of order, and I believe it's been quite a few, and they were not well taken. And so at this time, the body will vote either to uphold my ruling or to invalidate my ruling. Mr. Secretary, take roll call.
The parliamentarian, Mr. Chair.
Let's see, Grace?
I'm sorry, can we hear the challenge and the chair's ruling again?
Mr. Diaz,
no. I vote, this is Grace, I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
I cannot vote without
this. Jonathan?
The chair votes last.
Okay.
Excuse me, the right to have the floor.
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Point of order, this person is not on the board.
I object to this vote, guys. I have the right to
We are in the middle of a vote right now.
Jim Brown?
Parliamentarian, Mr. Chair.
All of you can be recognized after this vote.
Of bringing a parliamentarian if you are not going to allow people to utilize his services and his expertise.
Continue with the vote.
So, Jim Brown?
I think. So, we do not have the same right in this meeting.
Point of information.
Minority. People of color do not have any rights in this meeting.
Bill Campisi?
Or is this CNC?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Adriana?
Please, Mr. Secretary, can you tell me what are we voting? It's so many words coming up. What are we voting? I know it's a challenge of the ruling of the chair. May I hear the ruling of the chair before voting yes or no?
I think that the chair moved to approve the agenda and somebody challenged it, right? And what we're trying to ascertain the chair's ruling to go with the approval of the agenda. Is that right?
That is correct. Please vote. Continue.
Okay. So basically, voting on the approval of the agenda. So, Adriana?
I say I do not.
Okay.
I do not uphold the ruling of the chair.
Crozier votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Catherine Davis?
Catherine votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Benito? Diaz?
No, and under protest.
Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay, and Jan Goodman?
Jan Goodman votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
And Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
And Ken Balfour?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Robert Mark?
Yes, to upholding the ruling of the chair.
And Serene?
To
Can you tell me what the challenge was? Because that's not the challenge I heard Benito make, so I don't understand what's happening here. Benito's, can you tell me what you have as Benito's challenge?
What Mr. Secretary stated earlier is what we're voting on.
Okay, I'm asking the Secretary.
The challenge was,
I think that
my ruling that we would move on with the approval of the agenda. He did not wish. I asked, were there any objections to the approval of the agenda? And there was a challenge, and we are now voting on it. You may uphold or not. Please continue, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so Aki, as I understand it, Benito's concern was who gets to vote on the agenda.
Ms. Roberts, I'm sorry. I apologize, but you're out of order because I explained what you're voting on.
Well, I didn't understand what you said, and when I didn't understand it before, you told me essentially, too bad. So now I'm trying to clarify through the Secretary because I think the same problem occurred at the last meeting, where what the member said and then what the chair decided was the challenge were not the same.
Mr. Secretary, well, I apologize if you can't...
Point of order.
Be clear.
Point of
However,
order, Catherine. Point of
yes,
order.
Yes, Catherine, what is your point of order?
I understood that what the vote is in process, that it needs to be completed without further ado. Is that true?
Sustained. Mr. Secretary...
Okay.
Please proceed.
Still going
with the vote.
On. Yeah, still going with Celine. Okay, Mansour. Mansour votes
You're not voting. Mute your phone.
Okay, Mansour. What are you voting?
Mansour votes to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Nancy.
Can you hear me, Aki?
So Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. And Temba Chibanda?
I have a question. I really do have a question. I've been trying to get it out. So are we voting on the fact, you know, the Secretary admitted that he made a mistake, and now we're trying to uphold the mistake that he admitted to that the chair was trying
to push forward.
This
is out of order.
However, it's out of order
for you to ask a question during the vote.
When can I ask a question when I've been yelling point of order or point of whatever the information?
When the vote is completed, you may ask your question.
Before the vote even started, I was trying to gain clarity for this, and I don't think that is proper and fair for voices to be suppressed in this fashion.
If you are unsure as to what we are voting on,
I am unsure. It's been explained several times. That's me being unsure right there.
However,
I don't know what are we voting on. Are we voting on the fact that the Secretary admitted that he made a mistake in labeling this meeting, and now we're trying to, you know, uphold or whatever the ruling of the chair, and the mistake still is going to pass through without the chair acknowledging that it was a mistake and we following the proper procedures that are in place for this? I need to know that before I vote.
Okay, let me go to Andrea Serna.
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. And Mosquera, Washington?
No.
Okay. What just happened? Why am I not? I don't get this. Just a moment. I'm going back to Jim Brown. Mr. Secretary. Jim Brown.
That's very rude.
I'm going the second time.
Yeah. You only tell me what's going on. I'm asking you honest to God questions.
Ask Mr. Secretary, after you get all the way down the list again and you get to Mr. Shibanda, please clarify for him what we are voting on.
Why is
and continue, please.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Continue, please.
Thank
in
you so
the
much,
interest
sir,
of kid. Time.
So, Jim Brown?
I have the same problem. I don't know what I'm voting on. I don't know whether...
Okay.
I,
I should vote.
Still can vote?
I can't. It's hard to vote. I don't know what I'm voting on.
Okay. So
several times I've called for point of personal privilege, and I was ignored by the chair.
Mr. Secretary, you may, one more time, briefly, explain what we are voting on.
Okay.
And then we will complete this vote.
So the call of the chair was to approve the agenda, and there was a challenge to the approval of the agenda, holding the approval of the agenda. So we're trying to uphold whether the approved agenda is going to be approved, or we're going to challenge, you know, taking the approval of the agenda as ruled by the chair.
Oh, point of information. Is this the same agenda that was... we are approving the same agenda on the pretenses of a mistake. The same, you know, after the mistake was admitted, are we approving that same mistake-riddled agenda?
Mr. Shibanda, you're out of order.
How am I out of order trying to gain clarity?
Pretenses, and I'm trying to help you gain clarity. And
You are really mucking up the water. Where every time you speak, there is a something that is, you know, seems to be a tendency of dishonesty coming from you. And you wouldn't. That's just how I speak.
That's a personal attack.
Point of privilege.
That's not a personal attack.
Just
that's
a moment. You're out of order, sir.
The people can't. We can't get anything done because.
Mr. Shibanda, I'm giving you a verbal warning here. I understand what you're saying. Your point has been taken. The explanation has been given to you. We are completing this vote.
Explanation is
I'm sorry if you don't understand. When we finish this vote...
So you want me to vote on something I'm unclear on?
Excuse me.
Or you may abstain.
I have a point of information. I have information for 10
minutes. Mr. Secretary, you have the floor. Please speak.
Okay. I have explanation for the question that Tanabara Shibanda asked. Now, we're talking about this regular meeting, which is a special meeting that was brought up. And the board meeting that was scheduled applied to 2016 board. The 2017 board has not set any meeting schedule this year, so there's no question of regular meeting for 2017 yet, because they never sat down and said we're going to have a regular meeting.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for your explanation. We will now finish the vote. No, we will now finish the vote. We will now finish the vote.
Mr. Chair, it's been changed permanently. At the beginning was a regular, then was an special, and now we are saying that the mistake is not a mistake.
Point of order to the chair.
It's not relevant. This vote, it's you're out of order because during a vote... No, Mr. Secretary, listen to me. During a vote, we're going to be continued to the end of the vote. I need you right now. You've explained several times. As much as you can explain, you will continue with this vote until it's done, and then give us the tally, please.
Different explanations to the tally.
There will be no points of information until after the vote is completed, at which time I'm sure there will be quite a few.
Okay, so Jim Brown?
Present.
Okay. Bill Cantisi?
Abstain.
Okay. And Tanda Shibanda?
Uhuru, no.
Okay. All right, so...
Do I get to vote, Archie?
Jonathan Alexander? I'm going back to second, I'm sure. Jonathan?
Yeah. May I add, under protest... Also,
sure. Jonathan,
radio.
I vote yes. Continue.
And Serene?
Okay, so
this is a special meeting, or it may be a regular meeting. Regular meetings require 30 days notice.
No,
special meetings deserve a purpose.
Ms. Roberts.
And this agenda is completely out of order because nobody knows what kind of meeting it is. Well, I mean, it has changed several times in the telling, even by the officers.
Point of order.
So clearly,
point of order,
I have to vote no with the very strong objection that folks should figure out what they're doing before they send out notices.
There is no point of order or discussion during a vote. Mr. Secretary, for the last time, finish this vote.
Okay, good. I'm counting on. Okay, so it's 13 yes, 6 no, and three people not voting. One abstention along those three.
Jonathan, I'd like to be recognized. This is Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Point of order, Catherine.
What is your point of order?
Is it not proper to now go to the vote on the first issue of approving the agenda?
That is absolutely
correct. That was challenged.
That is exactly what we're doing. We're still in the process of that. Thank you very much.
I called the question.
I have a question.
I called the question.
And the question's been called. Mr. Secretary is taking a vote.
I have a question.
For information.
I have a question.
Nope, there are no points of information until we're voting. We have a motion on the floor. We're approving the agenda.
We have 30 minutes for agenda approval. We've not begun agenda approval.
I don't know what time
issue,
it is there,
the previous
however.
The issue was whether or not.
We're actually well over time,
we will,
if I'm not mistaken. Ms. Thornton and
when did we
are the timekeeper.
The,
but right now, we're in the middle of a
the
vote.
The agenda should be on the floor. The agenda itself has not yet
been
on the
thing is,
floor.
You're not, you haven't been recognized. You don't
they
have a.
Me
you didn't even have a point of information. No, you just asked for
of
the floor, and it's not time to simply give you the floor. Right now, we are voting on whether or not to approve the agenda.
I have a question.
We are voting on whether or not to approve the agenda. You don't have a question. You didn't have a question.
We are not voting, and I do have a question. If a member asks for the floor and you are not certain whether their intention is to make a point of order or a point of information, you're supposed
Jonathan,
to
I would like to call Mr.
As
Chair.
As a matter of fact, Robert's
Mr.
rules
Chair.
Have a provision for that that I can explain to you.
Mr.
If
Chair,
you have
I would
a
like
point,
to ask...
If you have a question, you state request for information. If you have a point of order, please state point of order. Right now,
Mr.
Secretary, take rule.
The reason it's not clear
vote.
To you, you're supposed
okay,
to ask...
Okay, so I'm taking a vote on the agenda now.
We've not discussed the agenda. The agenda just got on the floor.
The question's been called.
Well, we have
said that.
By whom?
Not, you, we have
well,
put in the
what?
Standing rule according
She's out of
to the
order.
Secretary.
Well, we spent about 30 minutes on the agenda, so that was the item on the floor, and we spent 30
no,
minutes on
no, no, no,
time
no.
Timekeeper. Okay, first of all, if you don't have the floor, don't speak. Right now, I will ask a question of our timekeeper. Where are we at on time?
Category or personal?
Have we started?
Category.
I have a
category. We
question.
Are way past 5 minutes to approve the agenda. It's been
thank
5 hours, 14 minutes.
Mr. Sabah. I
Nancy
said thank
Thornton,
you for answering the question, Mr. Sabah.
Nancy Thornton.
My other timekeeper,
Jonathan,
you have a question? No. Ms. Thornton, you have a question?
Oh, no, I do have a question. What do you mean, no, I do?
Ms. Thornton.
I'd like to be recognized.
Mr. Chair, I would like to be recognized, Mansoor.
Just a moment. Mansoor, you just spoke. I'm just trying to determine. Ms. Thornton, did you have a question? I'm asking you because you're the timekeeper. If no, please state so.
Yeah, it's the time. Two things. I'm going to, when I want people to, it's people didn't hear me when I said something, so I'm going to do this. Okay, when the 10 minutes is up, okay?
Thank you very much.
And also, I wanted to know, so when we do agenda approval, if we if we haven't started that process yet, don't we start timing that from now and give it the amount that it was supposed to have on the agenda from the time that you finish the vote to proceed to agenda approval? And maybe the parliamentarian could step in if you like, to see, are we supposed to be starting with the agenda approval time right now, or, and then we, you know, because we have items to debate and things like that on the agenda, and then when
Robert,
that...
Mark, point like, of personal privilege for the good of the body.
Thank you for your question, Ms. Sorden. Mr. Mark, you haven't had much of a chance to speak. Go ahead.
The answer to that question is, the chair asked if there were any objections to the proposed agenda. The clock started right then.
Thank you. And the body, and at that time, the body voted to uphold my ruling. Now we must vote on whether or not to approve the agenda. Mr. Secretary, now please. What is your question, Ms. Castaneda?
Mr. Chair, we are voting. You said something I didn't even hear, that somebody make a motion to approve the agenda, and somebody already called to call the question. I mean, this is so strange. I keep not understanding what we are doing. Normally, the procedure is asking if there's any objections. We go to the agenda, have 30-minute discussion. Then later on, somebody, after that time is up, somebody asks to a motion to approve the agenda, and we go from there. I don't understand where we are, really.
This is Grace Aaron. So moved. I move to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
At this point, order.
There are too many people speaking.
Do I have
order.
The floor?
And so at this point in time...
Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
Why some
people are allowed
Grace
to speak when they don't have the floor?
Second can't get it.
Requesting an order until the vote is over. We are now voting to approve the agenda.
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
After the vote, Mr. Diaz, I will acknowledge your request for information as well as all of the points of order. Mr. Secretary, please take a vote.
This is for the agenda.
But the people don't shout it out.
Somebody can speak.
You do not have the floor. You may not speak. The secretary has the floor only. I will repeat this. The secretary right now has the floor. No one else has the floor.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Request for information.
Why do people have different rights?
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
David Beaton?
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
David Beaton, please.
Request for information.
There will be no request for information during the vote. We are now voting to approve the agenda.
On what basis do people not have the right to ask for information?
During a vote. Stop it. Stop it right now. Mr. Secretary, go ahead. Mr. Secretary, go ahead with the roll call and the vote. Mr. Secretary, keep going.
Chair.
Maybe I'll ask everybody.
Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
For information, Mr. Chair.
There is no request for information during a vote. Mr. Diaz, Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Chair.
Okay.
Stop it.
Everyone, mute your phones, or I will mute your phones.
For information,
David.
He's not recognized.
Request for information.
Judge.
Insane. Insane.
Bill Cantisi.
For information, Mr.
There is no motion properly on the floor.
Mr. Diaz, you are completely out of order. I am warning you.
The motion was not even recognized.
I'm being asked to vote. I want everybody to shut up.
Has the floor. No one may speak but the secretary.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Diaz.
No, I have the floor, Benito. I'm being asked to vote. Why don't you shut up?
Mr. Chair,
stop it.
I have been asking for information for at least 3 minutes, and that was
a vote. You don't have the right to ask for
anything
question
about a vote.
Anyway,
so
I'm passed.
Be recognized, please.
Mm-hmm. We're taking a phone.
Continue, Mr. Secretary. No one.
How did this motion get on the floor? The person who seconded the motion didn't ask for the floor, weren't recognized by the chair, simply gave a command. And suddenly we're voting and no one can have their questions.
It's not a motion.
You do not have the floor. It's not a motion.
If it's not a motion, what are we voting?
We're voting on the agenda. We're voting on the agenda.
Listen to me. When it hasn't been brought up.
We have 30 minutes to discuss the agenda.
No, we don't. It's 5 minutes.
No. You do not have the floor, Ms. Roberts. You have no right to speak at this point in time.
Did you say 5 minutes
is your
on the agenda, Aki?
No, do not ask him questions. You will direct your questions to the chair. You
but
do
you
not have the floor.
Anybody.
When you have the floor, you may speak, but you don't have it now.
Right.
And if
because
I don't recognize you,
you
don't
you
speak.
Just take command
mute
from your
phone.
Boss.
And quite what? Soon, we will take procedures to mute those who are being disruptive and who do not have a desire to conduct the business
that,
at this foundation.
As you know.
At this
you
time,
know
the Secretary only may speak.
You should at least pretend
Mr. That Mr. Secretary,
you
please take the vote.
It's
illegal.
That's what they do.
Mr. Secretary.
It's illegal. They are muting us. I asked them if that wasn't true. You just admit it.
Mr. Secretary, speak loud.
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
No. No.
What do you mean no? You have to answer
no one is
question.
No one
you have no
is has the right to speak right now but the Secretary. Mr. Tanaka, are you there?
No. Mr. Chair, can you please explain to me why
I will not explain anything to you, Mr. Diaz. You are do not have the floor. You do not have the floor.
So then why don't
no
you give me the floor? I've been asking
during this roll call vote,
10
you may
minutes.
Not be recognized until this
why
vote
not?
Is over.
Why not? Mr. Why can I not be recognized? Why can I not be recognized?
We're taking
because
a vote.
That's my ruling.
You ruled that I could not
we wouldn't
speak.
Be taking a vote. We actually had
word.
In the middle of taking a vote.
On
this woman shouts out, and suddenly we're taking a vote on her command.
Exactly, because she's the boss.
That's what the problem is.
Neither of you have the floor. You are all out of order.
Everybody who is on the side of the chair
Mr.
has the
Secretary.
Floor. People who are independent and or are of color do not have the right to speak.
This is, you know, the chair is very unprincipled in this, and not.
You are unprincipled.
Sad.
Let's take the vote, please.
Sad.
Let's just
sad.
You have a secretary.
Chair,
you have to call names, please.
You don't even know what kind of meeting you're posting.
It's all right. We're voting on the agenda.
Trying to push
here.
It through. Trying to push
we
it.
Are voting
the
on the agenda. We are voting on the agenda. We are voting on agenda. We are voting
says
on
who?
The agenda.
Says who?
Says the secretary,
I
Mr. Diaz.
No
I am
the secretary. Based
no
on what?
The chair's ability to be unbiased and run this meeting correctly.
That's a personal
no
attack on the chair.
It's not a personal attack. That's I
yes,
have
it is.
In him.
We're
yes,
describing
it is.
His skill, and we're describing your skill.
That's why.
Also, the secretary.
You are out of order. You do not have the floor. You are out of order.
If I don't trust you, how am I out of order?
No one has the floor but the secretary. No one has the floor but the secretary.
The secretary does.
Mr. Tanaka, you will continue with the roll call vote.
There is for an agenda.
Okay.
Item. What's the point?
So let's say that. Okay. So David Beaton.
He's not a member.
Jim Brown?
Mr. Beacon does not have the right to speak or to vote. He is not a member.
Bill Cantisi?
Pass.
Okay. Adriana Casanova?
Before they push me with a muting that the chair already admit that they will do. When they
Adriana,
told me that didn't happen.
Adriana, do you
approve
the agenda?
Are you threatening me, muting me?
Okay,
I'll
vote.
How can I
vote?
Bill
Poggio?
This is a Trump style.
Sorry, I'll vote yes, and yes, we hear you,
Adriana. Yeah, I hear you very well, too. Captain David?
Oh, you hear me? Wonderful, thank you.
Yes.
How somebody
vote,
can
allow
me to be in the meeting. Thank you.
Adriana, how do you vote? Okay, I'll put you past for now. Catherine Davis?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Okay. Benito Diaz?
Present.
What's that, Benito?
I said present, not voting.
Okay, present. Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina.
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Okay, and Ken Wolfer.
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Okay, Robert Mark.
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Okay, Serene Roberts.
The meeting notice is improper. The agenda is
just vote yes, no, or absent, or present.
Okay.
Just vote yes, no.
I don't know who you're shouting at. Mansoor
votes yes to approve the agenda.
Mansoor does not have the right to speak. He is not a member of the tribe.
Nancy Soden?
Present.
Present, okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. And I vote yes. Tamba, Chibanda?
I vote whatever the chair, whatever makes the chair like me.
Okay. All right. Andrea. No. Okay. And Mascula?
Present.
Okay, present. All right. We're going to go back. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. And David Beaton?
Yes.
Mr. Beaton does not have the right to vote. He is not a member of this body.
You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor.
You don't have the chair.
I vote David. The secretary has the floor. The secretary has the floor. Count the tallies, please.
I didn't hear what David said. What did David say?
I said yes.
He doesn't have a right to vote.
All right. Let me just see. Check.
All right.
Okay. So what I have is 13 yes, 1 no, and 8 pass. Not voting. So, agenda is approved.
Thank you.